For Syracuse native Eric Weiss, it's been almost nonstop since January.
It's been squeezed into a very short amount of time. We're really pulling off in 6 months or 9 months what normally one would be spending 3 years producing.
Weiss is executive producer and CEO of the World Indoor Lacrosse Championships, which begin Friday. He says he has teams of people working on everything from travel arrangements and practice times to working out the details of web streaming and broadcast deals. And that's not all.
We got a team that's doing nothing but dealing with VIP and hospitality. We got a team that's doing nothing but making sure that the teams get their hotel rooms. We've got a team that's doing nothing but dealing with all the buses. We got to move these teams from place to place, from practice to game, get them back to their hotel, get them to the next event. It's really an amazing amount of work that has to go into this.
Weiss says the significance of the games can't be understated. It's the first time an international sporting event has ever been held on indigenous land. Most of the games will be played in a new pavilion just built by the Onondaga Nation and their arena. Others will take place in the Onondaga County War Memorial and the final games in the Carrier Dome. The collaboration is nothing like Nation Tadadaho or spiritual leader Sidney Hill has ever seen.
It's created this excitement and people to be proud of who they are and how we work together. And the kids are seeing all this, you know. It's a different way of looking at things, you know. But we have to work together. We have to work together to survive as humans.
Hill says there's an enormous amount of pride knowing that lacrosse is coming home. Nearly 1,000 years ago, the Onondaga Nation and the rest of the Iroquois Confederacy began playing what was called the Creator's Game. For Eric Weiss, he's proud to come home from Los Angeles to put on the event.
It's exciting for me. I was born and raised in Syracuse. I'm a Nottingham Bulldog, and I graduated SU, and I couldn't be more excited to be doing this.
Scott Willis, WAER News.